This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here comes Blasic to the rim. The shot goes up, partially blocked by Moody as Schroeder was driving in. Moody has it, takes it to the front court, finds Will Richard. He's open. He fires. Another three ball for the rookie. Good golly. Warriors 103, Sacramento 102.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 Will! The Game.
All right, Will Richard had 30 last night, making his first NBA start. That bucket put the Warriors up 1 with 6.5 minutes to go.
Man, I thought we had it.
Then it deteriorated in a monster way. Yeah. It happened very quickly, but two and a half minutes later, they're down 9, they're down 11, made a little push late.
But the third quarter, they were in the bonus. The Kings were with 9 minutes left.
Yep.
So I don't know what it is about. You know, again, the Warriors as a team shot 23 free throws, but I just felt like, man, not taking care of the ball killed us last night, and 19 turnovers led to 30 Kings points, and the rest is history, and Drew Eubanks looked like a serviceable center, Steiny.
Hey, there might be a partial solution here.
Seth and
oh, no.
Melton?
No, bigger. Oh, bigger than that. You know, oh, you weren't here yesterday. That's right. Okay.
help me out.
You know, we always tell you that it won't be too long before a star becomes available in the NBA. Let's go out and get Ja Morant.
This system doesn't fit Ja. Curry can't coexist, I don't believe.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
I believe, you know what? I'm not just, Curry Ja can coexist with anybody.
Well, he did it with Durant, but.
Curry can coexist
with
anybody.
But Ja is dribble.
And Steph can play run.
They wouldn't send him in the West. If he leaves, and I think he's leaving, it's in the East.
He's leaving.
There's no doubt, man.
I watched some of that game.
He shouldn't play another game. It's that toxic. I thought we were the toxic show. Well, we are at the station, but. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
That is, Scott Osler said that to us.
This on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, Draymond is overrated. What's he done without Steph? When Clay was in his prime and while Steph was out of lineup, Dre did too much.
Well, we saw the year.
Disrupt the game.
When we got Wiseman. Dre told us he didn't want to play. I get it. But last night, man, Dre, we needed you, man. They needed you.
Let's hear from Steve Kerr. He's talking about Kuminga here. He said Horford played a great game. How was Kuminga?
Jonathan attacked. He was aggressive. You know, we got him the ball quite a bit. He helped us get off to a great start. Really gave a fantastic effort. Played really well. I think the lesson for him and for our team is just how important every possession is.
Yeah, there it is. Continue.
I thought the game changed with some turnovers mid-second quarter. Probably should have gone into halftime with a 12-point lead. Instead, it's five, I think. And we're trying to do too much. We're trying to create too much when there's nothing there. In the end, the story of the game was the turnovers. You know, it's 30 to 11 points off turnovers. And it's a great lesson for our young guys, you know. It's hard to win in this league. Every possession matters. And especially with the pace and the three-point shooting today, you know, you turn the ball over with a careless play, it's automatically a layup or a three at the other end, and the whole momentum shifts. And so it takes a lot of discipline to play 48 minutes and keep making the right play over and over again. And so I love the effort tonight, but I thought we got a little too ambitious, and that led to some turnovers that really hurt us.
All right, that was Steve Kerr. Talking about the loss last night in Sacramento. Basically, what I heard him say is, you know, guys trying to do too much instead of trusting the offense.
Yeah, and again, Stein, I know it was the second night of a back-to-back, but, you know, I'm not going to come in here and have an issue, and I can't because we all watched the game, and I just still feel like they should have won it. But the bottom line is the effort was there. You know, again, I keep going to – you know, GP2 and Buddy Hield, Donnie, you're getting more from Moody and Will Richard. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just, man, I didn't have that being a zero right now. And that's what it kind of feels like from GP2 and Buddy. It takes a village, a strength in numbers, and they're not getting that. And Evan came in during the break as you left, Donnie. I do have to say, you know, Pat Spencer's playing because he's the only true point guard on the team. But wasn't that the title of the jam on why Pods was playing when people were trying to compare and contrast why Kuminga was getting taken out of the game and Pods was getting more opportunity? And then I'm thinking about DeAnthony Melton. I don't know if he's not Magic Johnson, right? So, I mean, when's this team going to get another guy that can handle the ball?
That's a good question.
You always had, you know, you know, you back up, and I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, like, Steve Kerr and the Warriors are too smart to have guys out there because of something we don't have. Like, I went out with Guru because nobody, like, that was horrible. But you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be more to it. People cannot be on the court because you don't have enough of something. That's what I'm saying.
I thought this was the deepest team they've had. We were talking about strength in numbers and how this team fit.
Well, last night, that was skewed because you're without the three OGs.
By the way, the fact that last night was a back-to-back means nothing. Means zero.
As far as
they didn't use their old guys. It was their young guys who helped them last night, who played well. Like, it wasn't really a back-to-back because their big guys, you know, I think the trouble they're going to have on back-to-backs when their old guys try to play back-to-backs. And they solved that problem last night by not playing their older guys. Mm. So
we need a Livingston, Stoney, a ball handler that you could trust, man.
Well, I mean, ideally that'll be Melton, but we'll see. I got a text, an email.
Okay, Harry.
Yeah.
All right, give it to me.
Well.
That's pretty good. Is that how it started? Well.
No, I put that one. Harry says, well, who would have thought that these four old guys would already be getting sick and hurt? What a dumb concept. Is there actually anybody out there that thinks these four old guys are not going to be injured at the end of the season? It doesn't matter with Horford because he's not a factor on the team. But if you don't think Draymond or Butler or Curry isn't going to break down during the season, you need to see a shrink.
Well, I will say this early on to Harry and you, Stoney.
Yeah.
I'm watching the league and I'm pissed off, but the Warriors have not been a part of what, you know, because I don't know what was going on with Jimmy and I get lower back tightness or what have you, but they have not been sitting like they did yesterday. So maybe I'm overreacting because that was another loss to a team that I thought you could beat. But, you know, they haven't been utilizing load management like I feel like a lot of the other teams have.
I mean, well, thank God. They're nine games into the year. I mean, and I'm with you. The league is off to a really bad start in terms of that kind of thing. This is 707. When are you guys going to realize that Pods is better at basketball than Kuminga? I mean, look, Jonathan. This is the thing with Kuminga. Like, he's still got, like, he's taken a step. There's no doubt. But to take the next step, right, he's going to have to fail a lot.
Yeah.
Because he isn't used to being in the role he was in last night. And so last night, he's 2 of 10 in the second half. He turned the ball over 5 times.
Oh, man.
And I don't mean it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's really the first time they're putting him in a role where he's their one. But I mean, I guess the silver lining is he should know that he's probably going to be in that position a few more times this year. And so he'll just get more and more practice at, you know, being a guy who maybe has to try to make more plays for other people than himself. But I mean, that's going to be a process for Kuminga. He's not going to get there right away. He's going to turn the ball over if you give him more decision-making.
Yeah, and he's trying to enter a room that I think he's more than capable of being in, Steiny, to one day be a possible all-star, and hopefully it'll be in a Golden State Warrior uniform. But if you just sit back for a second on this Kuminga front and think about, through 9 games, everything that you've seen from everybody on the Warriors, and just close your eyes and think about Jonathan Kuminga not on this team. I mean, I wake up in a sweat. Like, they can ill afford for him not to be a part of what you got going on that's built around 3 older guys. So what you said is beautiful. I agree, Steiny, but there has been major growth from JK, and there's more to come. But the bottom line is, imagine, Warrior fans, Dub Nation, where we would be if this dude wasn't on the team through 9 games.
What do you think he'd be?
Probably 3-6.
Yeah.
Oh, Steiny, I'm serious, man.
Maybe. I mean, he's been good. I'm not going to sit here and say he hasn't been good.
What do you do? I'm all over. I missed you. What do you do? What's Richard forcing Kerr to do, if anything? Because, Steiny, I think they got something. Or is he doing something early on for, it's only 9 games, for him to keep getting opportunities?
I mean, if he keeps playing like this, he's going to get opportunities. Okay. There's no doubt about it.
And that's all we can ask
for.
Look,
the question
for him.
The question with Will Richard is
I got you.
What's he going to be like 30 games into the year? Is he still going to be a player who can be counted on like he has the first 8 or 10 games? He certainly looks like a guy who knows what he's doing.
Except, man.
So,
man.
But, you know, we'll find out. I mean, if he's this good, if this is really who he is, he's going to eat into other guys' minutes. Now, in fairness, like, yes, it's a good thing for Will Richard, but is it really a good thing if Will Richard, a second-round pick, can come in here and start supplanting guys that we thought were the future, like Pods? And I know it won't be Moody right now, but we got to see how that plays out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. Here's the other issue that Steve Kerr has, and he alluded to it a little bit, is how can you keep Moody out of the starting lineup?
Do you know, I saw a stat, Steiny? Go ahead, you preach it now.
I mean, how can you keep Moody out of the starting lineup? Well, why you got to keep him out of the starting lineup? Because you got to start Kuminga.
Now, right? Why do you, here I go. I'm not saying I've left this camp, because I'm not. But when you say you have to start Kuminga, why? I'm just asking you, what do you mean you have to?
Well, I mean that Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup 2 games into the year, and he said we're going with Kuminga for a while. So that leaves Moody for coming off the bench.
I saw a factoid on this yesterday, and Steiny had to go double check to make sure it was correct. Do you know what the Warriors' record last year was when Moody started?
They had that really good stretch.
27-10. Okay. I mean, that was some of Jimmy. I get it, a lot of Jimmy, but I'm just, Hey, I'm pro JK. I think he's the better player and got the bigger upside. But when you say, I'm with you, like Moody is, he don't care what you're saying, Stoney. He feels like he belongs, man. And he never seems like he's hogging the rock. It just seems like he's just going with the flow, but he's been jerked around like Steve Martin's, but he's still always, except for the Houston series, you could count on him, and that might have been a digit. But I am kind of curious as to what goes on with Moody. Is he your first man off the bench, or I don't know.
Moody is, I think sometimes what happens in basketball is Moody has now become the guy that the team and Steve Kerr thinks is the lowest maintenance player on the team. And so they can put him in any role they need, night to night, game to game, position to position. I mean, like, I know people, like, I think Moody is kind of annoyed, quite frankly. And that's why he's like, so he was supposed to start. He gets hurt. Kuminga has two good games. And now Steve Kerr, for the umpteenth time, says, yeah, Moses, you got to come off the bench. Well, since he's come off the bench, I think he's playing way different. He's just letting it fly.
Yeah.
He's being super aggressive. Yes. And I just think that, why is he doing that? Because he's coming off the bench. He can't do that if he starts.
Wow.
If he starts, he can't be that guy.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Donnie. If your daughter or, you know, your future grandson says, you know what, my boss called me low maintenance, I'm asking you, is that a good thing or is somebody taking advantage of your kindness?
Yeah, it's a good thing for Kerr. It's a very good thing for Kerr.
But if Moody was more demonstrative, maybe as far as a stronger personality about him being disgruntled, if he is, maybe that might get you something that you're yearning for.
Well, I don't think he's disgruntled, but my point is, even if he
irritated,
is
irritated though.
I don't care if he's irritated, he's still doing exactly what he needs to do.
Like a professional.
Yeah, but you can be irritated and produce. There's no way, like, I think he's upset he's not starting. But it's not going to show up on the court. He's going to keep playing hard, but you can still be upset if you think you should be starting.
Man.
So I don't know, once they get healthy, what the starting lineup will be. But, you know, Moody is somebody who now maybe is forcing Steve Kerr's hand. Let's take a listen.
Moses has just found his groove shooting the ball, obviously, and he's found his conditioning. You know, to miss 2 weeks of camp is really difficult, especially when camp is only 3 weeks and you start right into the season. So first few games of the year, you know, he was behind and he's clearly caught up. You know, he's shooting the ball well. He's defending at a high level. He's competing every second. It's fun watching Moses play.
He's doing everything but starting.
Man. But, you know, and Stoney, the bottom line, what did you say? Or it's not you, Naismith. It's not who starts, it's who finishes, right? So, I mean, there's another opportunity for him. So you ain't getting it on the front end, but if you're balling, you get it on the back end. And we can't, you know, I don't want to forget, Stoney, what he is. I think he's one of your best on-ball defenders.
Who, Moody?
Yeah, you're lacking in that area. It just as a team, as a collective.
Okay, then why is he coming off the bench then, Moody? It's because Kuminga played well the first two games, I think, right? This from the 650. It's directed at you.
Okay.
Goo, let me ask you this. We can say all day JK can't play with Jimmy, but is it taboo to talk about pods on the court with Steph and it affecting our defense? So I think what he's saying is there's talk about JK and Jimmy struggle to play with each other because of offense. It's been kind of getting proven a little bit suspect. But he's saying, can't you say the same thing about Steph and Pods' defense?
Well, you can, but Professor Steinmetz, help me with this one. Since the inception of Pods, his rookie year, if you're into this stat, plus minus, he led a team with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and others. Pods did that, right? So I feel like he's a turnstile on D, But I watched this game in the 31 minutes that he played last night, Steinie. Help me. He was a team high plus 14. So to that texter, I do see not that he's lazy. I do see guys going around him. But Steinie, what's he doing to where when you look at the plus minus, he's giving you more than just a bad defense?
You know,
seriously.
The way I look at plus minus is if you're a plus 10, it doesn't mean you played well.
Ooh.
It doesn't. Hell, if you really played well, maybe you would have been a plus 15. You know what I mean? Like, plus minus to me isn't this, it's not an indicator, a sole indicator of how well you play. It's how well your five-man unit does when you're on the floor, and sometimes it's just coincidence. But Kerr, Steve
Kerr. What if
Kerr,
you're the only one, though?
What do you mean?
Like, he was, go ahead, Evan.
Well, there's an
outlier in the box score.
Like, I'd have to look at who he was playing against. Like, what were the five units? Like, who was he playing with?
Yeah.
Who was he playing against? But, like, I'm not here to say Pods wasn't good last night. I think he was fine.
No, the premise of this is, I will never, and Pods wouldn't tell you he's a good defender, and sometimes I feel like a lot of times they go right by him, but at the end of the day, I could look in this column, the plus minus, again, Stein, if you're into that, and he has a team high plus 14, so that tells me, one, if I go do the homework that you're talking about, and two, he's bringing something other to the table than just, he's making up for it in a crazy way. Somehow.
If that's what you think.
Well, no. Last night, Brody had a triple-double, Russ, and I'm not
Who's
putting this.
Brody?
They call him Brody.
Who does?
Russell Westbrook, the streets.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, Brody. But anyway, Steinie, I mean, the guards were eating for Sacramento. That wasn't all Pods' fault, but yeah, I was watching like, man, if I had to score a bucket, I would like Pods guard me, or I was trying to score.
The Kings went on an 11-0 run. When it was 104 to 104, when Spencer was on the floor, The moment Pods came back in the game, they nearly tied it.
There you go.
JK, like, lets that three
fly. That's not all on him, yeah. But
I hear you.
Is that a coincidence?
Well, and what about the team high?
I mean, honestly, what I would say is,
a year ago where he led the team in plus minus, but go ahead.
I'm not a huge plus minus guy. But here's the other thing. Maybe one of the reasons he was a plus was because they took Spencer off the floor. And he came in and, like...
I ain't mad at you on that one, but I'm with Evan, what Evan's putting down.
I'm not here to run down Pods' plus-minus at all.
But we're just answering the text.
Do I think Steve Kerr reads too much into it with Pods? Yes, I do. But
who else do you really have to handle the rock? That's an issue.
Well, you got Curry, you got Draymond. Ideally, you got Melton at some point. So... Yeah, again, yes. Like, and this is the other thing about plus minus. Somebody's got to lead the team in plus minus, and somebody's going to be the worst. Like, yeah, was it last year he led the...
Yeah,
he had a better plus minus than Steph Curry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what... Let me ask you that. What does that tell you?
That he's doing more good than bad.
Okay.
And if his limitations are he's a turnstile, he has figured something out... Just in regard to plus minus, Steinie, to where it's on his side. Like, that's all. Do I think he was a plus 14 last night? He hit a big three, too. And to Evan's point, he came back in. So that's why I asked you. I don't know what to make of it. But when you go through a whole damn season, his rookie season, he leads the team at plus minus, you got to put some respect on that.
Well, you can if you want.
But not take it to the bank and say cash. I'm just...
Like, we're putting a lot of respect on all these players for a 5-4 team.
Well, that's a different conversation now.
I mean,
listen. Guys are lighting us up that are getting signed from the practice squad.
Okay.
Ryan Rollins is giving us the business.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook just gave you the business.
But that's better than the other two.
I think it's worse.
Because he's older?
Yes.
But
I do.
You get my point. That's got to be fixed.
This is one of the things, though, that where I get it's early, but, you know, here we are today. We just for 70 minutes ran down all these shortcomings with the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
They can't defend well. Their old guys are starting not to play. Al Horford looks very bad. Okay. Why do you think this team can get to the Western Conference Finals then? Or why do you think this team can be successful when through 10 games, we've seen the pluses, we've seen the minuses? And, like, here's my thing. It's, well, you know, I'll talk about it on the other side. All right.
And they could be bored, too.
Who?
The OGs.
The young guys?
No, the OGs.
Well, then they're not going to win. Then they're not going to go 30-15 to start the season. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good.
Klitschewski's got it. Minute 6 to go. Here come the Dubs. Pass to Richard. Richard fakes. Dribble drive. Stops on a dime. Cross court to Horford. Up top, Klitschewski. Deep three. Straight on. Good! It's a one possession game. 55.9 to go. 117 to 114. And the Warrior fans are back into it right now. Everybody coming to their feet in Sacramento.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Klitschewski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pods! You got Harry before you go. I got Squirt. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read this from Squirt, Stani, a text. Hey, when you're at Jack's tonight for the summit, the sub chicken breast for beef is my go-to there. Okay, that's one. Last thing from Squirt. Ja wouldn't survive. The streets are too much out here in the Bay. And I thought about that, and he's right.
Okay.
He don't need to come out here.
All right. You know, we got talking about plus minus, and you know, Pods is one of the best plus minus guys. Who's the worst player on the floor last night, to your way of thinking?
Horford.
Okay. He was a minus three in 27 minutes. That's
right,
it.
Give me just a minus three. All right, give me GP2. And I can't remember off the top. Him and Buddy, give if you can.
Gary Payton was minus 12, and Buddy Hield was minus 13.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, Buddy wasn't as bad as minus 13.
I hear you. It can be manipulated.
And
I
even
gotcha.
Like, and even poor Pat Spencer, minus 19.
He threw up two shots.
Minus 19 in 17 minutes.
Okay.
He was pretty bad.
He wasn't good at all.
Evan, there was two shots. I'm like, those aren't NBA shots. Not that he didn't go in. But you can't. Just come on, E.
They also turned a turnover into a missed shot for him.
They did.
They did. They hooked him up.
They did. He should have been 3 for 6.
But I'm with you, Steiny. I'm just telling you the facts about, you know, Pods leading in plus minus, and everybody's on it, you know, in the YouTube chat saying it could be manipulated or whatnot. But I think it does tell the story of, to me, you know, yeah, you didn't hit it or you didn't make it, but what else are you bringing to the table? And Pods almost brought him back. And I'm going to say this to you last night, and I said it to Evan during the breaks, Steiny. I thought he might have sat a little too long. He played 31 minutes. I do wonder if he played 36, 37. Do you pull that game out? That's just me.
Who?
Pods? Yeah.
I don't play that game. Like, how come, by the way, you and I are so different.
One's black, one's white, but
no,
I gotcha.
With the way we, the
McCartney
way we,
and Michael.
What we think about basketball.
Tell him.
Right before we came out.
Oh, God, Evan.
You said to me, Steiny, I got to ask you, what is up with TJD? That guy, he's got everything. What are you talking about?
He's 6'9", 250, man.
Does he have a three-point shot?
No, well, to be a presence, man, he could be your new Looney with some elevators, you know? And he just, I don't know what it is, man. He's not a small man.
Who's better?
Oh, I'm going to lose
TJD,
this.
TJD, no.
Yeah.
TJD or the big white kid from Stanford last night. Raylene.
Raynaud?
Yeah, look out to help you out.
I mean, see, that's what we got to do. Like, when we look at Trayce Jackson-Davis, a good player. Play more.
But I love his size.
They're sitting with a 7-footer. Yeah.
But I love his size, Donnie. That's all.
He's undersized, Goo. Yeah. For a center, he's totally undersized.
I saw him. He's a lob threat on a good day. 250, you're not a weakling. You got the ability to block shots. And I'm watching Bonte and Fetsis, and I'm almost talking to Fetsis without talking to him. Like, dude, leave the booth and get out here and help these big men get to the next level. Because, Steiny, you talk about TJD. I have nothing besides his first year when they gave him a little chance to start to defend what you've seen or what you've all seen on the court. But that 6'9", 245 frame on this team could be better utilized if a light went off. And that's on him. But I'm just I see him in the game like, dude, this dude can clog up some stuff, man. He's not R2-D2. You know, that was a draft pick, and I get it. But, man, we're looking at Will Richard and where he was drafted and the ROI that we're getting on him. You just wonder, you just would hope that Trayce Jackson-Davis would be further along than he is. And I know you're not giving any credence to 6'9", 245, but if you watch the NBA, Steiny, that's some size that this team could desperately use.
Let me ask you this. How forget Draymond. Yeah. How good is their center spot with Al Horford, Quentin Post, and TJD?
I give it a C-.
Okay, well then, but it feels like you're asking TJD to play like an A.
No, I'm asking.
He doesn't have it.
No, I'm asking all parties involved to get into the lab so we can get the best out of this dude. If you can.
I believe Trayce Jackson-Davis is not leaving some of his game on the table. I don't know. He's just a guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Jag.
Okay.
But he's not even playing like that on this team. That's my point.
Look, if we're getting to the point where we're saying we need Post in there. More TJD. I would have liked to see Peyton more. I would have liked to see Pods.
I'm yelling for Looney, partner, and I mean it.
Well, that's
even Saturday and Thursday.
I can't co-sign on that. I'm sorry.
So when teams are just running around, getting rebound after rebound, not just last night, Thursday and Saturday of last week, Steiny, you don't think Kevon Looney is missed?
No.
When push comes to shove and you need that one rebound, then you're not watching.
I don't think so.
Is missing. I'm telling you, they don't have no dogs on the glass.
So the dude, like,
I'm telling you what I see.
Why do they
not have that? And that's why I'm calling TJD's name out, because you're 6'9", 245. Go out there and act like it. But they're going to come games, and I've seen teams, Indiana for sure, getting four shots on goal because we can't get a rebound or we're too small. When Looney used to, again, he's not Moses Malone, but how many times has Kevon Looney saved our ass?
I don't know. How many?
A lot.
Oh, man. Kevon Looney, goo? Like, I don't know. I have not thought of him this year.
I got you.
I have not thought of Kevon Looney this year. And I think it feels like you're asking players, like, what's the best case for Trayce Jackson-Davis as a player?
I mean, I don't see any reason he shouldn't be able to be the backup center 16 to 18 minutes a night. And I think he has been a disappointment thus far, wouldn't you say?
I would say
I'm waiting to hear this.
He's a second-round pick.
So was Will Richard.
Right, and he started great.
Yeah.
And how did Trayce Jackson-Davis start? He started pretty well, too.
Man.
And then he faded. So let's not get too excited about Will Richard yet.
But can you elaborate on what went into him? And I'm not taking the onus off of TJD. When you say he faded, can you elaborate on what went into that?
Post gives him something he doesn't do. Like, nobody is saying Trayce Jackson-Davis has to play more. He's not that good, I don't think. I mean, he's fine.
Well, if you're right then there's nothing to be waiting on.
But he's a backup center. Like,
and Beard says to me, just real quick, Stoney, in the chat, there were some good things last night. We talked about it. This is bigger than last night. I'm just telling you, you know, this size thing and Looney being able to get those rebounds when teams are getting three or four extra shots. I mean, and we saw it over the weekend, not so much last night. I'm just, like, I hope that doesn't grow, and I feel like I see that more moving forward.
Well, I just feel like, you know, before the season, we talk about the Warriors, and everybody is sky high about them. And then they start the season, and everybody's sky high on them. And then we say, well, what are some of the shortcomings of this team that we may see? And we always say size. We always say athleticism. We always say point of attack defense. Like, they have weaknesses. Then when we see those weaknesses, we act like they shouldn't have them when we know they have them. It's just they're not going to surface every single game for 48 minutes. But they have an athleticism problem. They have a size problem.
Yeah.
They have a point of attack defense problem. Doesn't mean they can't have a good season. But
I expect them to.
But if those three, like, don't you think those three things right there will prevent you from winning 55 games?
Well, I look at you last year, and again, you know, I got to prorate what happened when Jimmy came, but I think last year is the reason that a lot of people would say no to that. Like, they can win 50 games. And again, this is not an overreaction to a game where the others played and started. I love some growth that I saw, but this is bigger than that. This is 5-4 after you started 4-1. It's still early, but man, Stoney, the defense is not where I thought it would be 9 games in. And I don't feel like I'm by myself with that assessment.
Why did you think this was going to be a good defensive team, though, with like their personnel?
Because I thought laterally Jimmy Butler could do more. And I'm starting to see, you know, he's not a bad defender by any stretch. But Stoney, you know, it starts there, too, you know, with Jimmy Butler's defense. It's not bad. But he ain't Deion Sanders like he was maybe 5-6 years ago in regard to, following guys around and stopping them. So that's become clear to me, and I feel like it's playing out in the games.
So Steve Kerr was asked about the game last night and the fact that the Kings had some veterans on the floor and the Warriors had some young guys on the floor.
Russell was great. Yeah. I thought, you know, they got great effort and production from all their vets. You know, DeRozan took over that third quarter getting fouled. Russell was incredible all night. And then Dennis, you know, down the stretch making big plays. So I thought it was a vet game, you know, for them where I just thought they made the plays. They kind of used their savvy to get to the line, to beat us in certain spots, to, you know, bait us into some turnovers. And so our young guys got a lesson.
Kerr needed some water. I was watching that live.
Yeah, our guys learned a lesson. They're going to learn a lot of lessons this year. And, like, I don't mean that as a jerk. Like, they're going to have kind of fits and starts, and they're going to be nights when – you know, it's very encouraging, and there's going to be nights when it's a little discouraging.
I totally agree, but, you know, we're nine games in, and when you have your starters, the big three playing, and other teams don't have theirs, and guys off the street, my version of guys off the street, are giving you the business, then I feel like what I'm saying, along with Dub Nation, it is more than fair to be disappointed. And what about the nugget? The rat on the table we're not talking about in regard to Coach Kerr that Evan helped us with, Steiny. Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. So last year, their best starting five was Moody, Dre, Kuminga, Steph, and Jimmy. We've yet to see that at all this year through 36 quarters.
That goat, Kuminga wasn't in that five.
Who was the five?
It was Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Butler, and Green.
Okay, why haven't we seen that at all this year?
As we're bending over backwards for Jonathan Kuminga, I don't know why we haven't seen it. Because he doesn't like to play Draymond too much at five, because J.K., he thought, earned his way into the starting lineup.
And I'm a guy over here. I'm just asking you the question. Now, when you say it's a new year, new opportunity, or like, I'm a guy that said I want JK starting, but I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm curious as to why, Stati, we haven't seen it at all.
Well, if you start that lineup, then JK's coming off the bench. Do you want to bring JK off the bench now?
I guess my answer to that question, it's a no for me.
Okay.
But well, if you're telling me because I might lose him mentally, then that's a whole different story, because you got me thinking now with Moody and him being, what did you call him, low maintenance. Like, I guess that goes into it. Just play the five that you had success with. Forget what I'm saying or any of the Kuminga stands.
Well, keep in mind, you're not going to be able to, when you don't have Jimmy or Green or Curry, it, you know, it's not going to work. Here's the other reason why they're not going to play that lineup a boatload is because he's going to want to stagger some of the minutes with Curry, Draymond, and Butler. So, you know, like, here's the other thing. Believe me, we've been talking about every player, and Jonathan Kuminga last night. Like, you know, this is what I mean. He's been very good this year. Mm-hmm. Last night he was in it. Everybody, you know, Kuminga.
Second half, 2 of 10. Now, he wasn't great.
Yeah, he wasn't great at all.
All right, got you.
Okay, so you lost a game where Kuminga, you know, like you're going to have a lot of these games, you would figure, where Kuminga's going to finish without Butler or without Curry. And so he may have 20 of these games. Like where he's...
Well, I got you. I hope it's not to the...
If they go, like, if Kuminga's the best player on the Warriors on a given game, and they go 8-12, let's say it happens 20 games, and they go 8-12, that's pretty good. That's the way I look at that. If they play 20 games, like, with that lineup, let's forget 20.
Yeah.
If they play 12 games with that lineup last night, without their big three, where Kuminga's their best offensive player, how many of those 12 games do you want them to win?
I mean, Sonny, all of them.
Well, they're not.
Give me 8. Can we go 8-4?
So you think the Warriors, without their big three.
No, see,
well,
I don't.
That's what I mean. That's my point.
We're not going to see 12 games of that.
You
Curry,
don't think?
No. Curry even said, like, Sonny, they're going to get spent. The answer should be 2-10 if you think you're going to sit all three and win. And that's why I don't think Kerr has that on the bingo card.
But this is, okay.
It could happen if something tragic, you know, somebody gets hurt. But Stani, I don't think all three, they can't afford to sit all three because of load management.
Well, they may not be able to afford it, but they're going to have to. That's clear. Because Draymond ain't playing when Curry doesn't play. And Draymond ain't playing.
Well, we can't say that now. That's been the truth.
What do you mean we can't? Like, okay,
that happened
now
last
you're getting,
night.
Now I'm okay, going to be like the jerk. What do you mean? We've seen it his whole career. He doesn't play without Steph.
Well, we're nine games in, Stani, and it happened one time.
Right. No, it's happened 14 years.
Well, I give you that.
Let's be honest.
Moving forward, I don't expect that to be the case.
One of the greatest defensive performances.
Like, this is not me. Don't put it at me. I'm just telling
you. Why would you expect in year 15 – Draymond Green to say, you know what? I'm going to start playing all the time when Steph Curry doesn't play. That's ridiculous.
You and others and the coaching staff for the Golden State Warriors, mainly the coach. I heard these words come out of his mouth and Draymond Green talk about fighting uphill. And if your plan of attack, which I don't believe, is to sit the big three all at the same time and you expect not to be in the damn play-in, well, let me tell you something. That's the wrong math.
Well, and, okay. And three guys were hurt last night. They had three guys.
One was sick.
Okay.
Steph.
Doesn't matter.
Jimmy had a back. And then I got
you. So I got news for you. Yeah. If they average one out of nine games where the three guys don't play, that means they're probably going to miss about, the three of them are going to miss about nine games all year. And by the way, to Jim D's, JK is, he's saying it to somebody else. Yeah, JK is learning, just like Steph, Clay, and Dre had to.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's why, all things considered, he's been a very, very positive player this year for the Golden State Warriors.
And why a lot of people think I'm mad at, I'm just disappointed in the 5-4 more so than the loss, Donnie. When I look at Westbrook, I look at DeRozan, Malik Monk coming off the bench, feeling like he couldn't be stopped in 25 minutes to score 21 points. It was basically, you tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm never going to sell a loss or feel good about it. It was experience versus inexperience, and it was a close game.
Okay? The Kings stink. They were missing starters. I mean, they don't stink. They've got talent. But you're going to run into that again when you play your young players. And that's what I'm trying to get at is over the course of a season, maybe you start winning more and more of those games. Mm. But they're 0-1 without
the big three.
The big three. Yeah. And okay.
And I hope there's only, what did you say, nine? I hope there's not many of those evenings.
Man. Okay. How much chance do you give them tomorrow in Denver without Steph? Let's just say no
Steph. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm going back to how Denver lost that game in overtime and how Jokic looked like he might have been on his second trimester. I feel like they haven't forgotten that, or he hasn't. And without Steph in that altitude, Steiny, I'm going in, or I expect the line to be, if there's no Steph, 7.5 Denver.
Okay.
Like, I don't expect him to win that game, but I would be pleasantly surprised.
All right.
And I'm worried about Steph Sunday when you come back against the Pacers, because I really believe, I'm no doctor, he's sick.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. But what I'm saying is, if you lose tomorrow, now you're 0-2 without Steph. Mm. And we all, I'm sorry, that's what's going to dictate the season, I think. How many can they win without their big boys? And they had a shot at one last night.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't get it.
But the fact that it was all three, and we know you believe, Stoney, because you're telling us, that it's going to happen again. I don't think much, but okay, it's going to happen again. Is there any points for morale, the fact that this game was as close as it was? Their first time out with the big three?
I don't think so.
I'm just asking. Because I feel like they're, they did well for themselves.
See,
they didn't win, though, and that's all that matters.
You know, I guess, and that's an interesting way to put it. They did well for themselves. I'm not going to fight you on that. They did well for themselves.
Yeah, but I hate it.
But that's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not good enough. That's not going to get them the fourth seed.
My whole 121-160.
And
so now I feel like I'm talking to myself, but out loud, I feel like I'm giving the Warriors participation trophies. Like, my whole thing was get out of this cockamamie playing. And I thought nights when guys were out, there were going to be opportunities for guys to step up. Will Richards stepped up. I thought Pods was okay. Moody balled. And Kuminga, I got his expectations are through the roof that he didn't meet him in the second half.
See, I'd like to think.
He should have took that damn three.
Well, I'd like to think that the four young guys, Pods, Kuminga, Will Richard, and Moody.
Okay.
I would have thought that if they played that well, they would have been able to beat that Kings team.
With a Russell Westbrook,
well, that's
DeMar DeRozan,
point.
And
that's
Malik Monk.
Why? Like, I get, who guards Westbrook?
Oh, wow.
Why is Russell Westbrook, he usually never hurts the Warriors. Why did he kill the Warriors last night? I don't know. I bet it had something to do with their young players.
And experience?
Sure.
All right. I mean, and Stein, he's no bum. Well, he's older, but he ain't no bum.
No, but accept the fact that he's 36 and he ran circles around this young, you know, unit that people think is going to carry the Warriors when they're not whole. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. Also got to start talking some Niners. They got a big game on Sunday against the Rams. And hey, don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, great games in the parking lot. If you're going to go back or if you're going to go to the game, we got the free shuttle running from Laughing Monk. Go to 957thegame.com to sign up. First come, first served. And don't forget tonight, it's the summit at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together at 4 o'clock from 4 to 6. And Willard and Dibs get us started 2 to 4. We're 9 games into the season. Let's talk some Warriors. Again, Willard and Dibs 2-4, all the hosts 4-6, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, great prizes, great giveaways, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts, Jack's Restaurant and Bar today, Pleasant Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.